if you have your Bibles, would you turn to the book of Matthew? Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Now, if you'll do me a big favor, and while we're opening the Bible and talking about the Bible in the service tonight, if you would work your absolute hardest just to sit up, look up, and listen up. And I know this, all right? This book right here that we preach from, it's not just a fairy tale book. It's a real book given by God. Because God loves you, and He wants you to know Him. All right? So you do your best, sitting up, looking up, and listening up, and I know that you will learn something tonight, just like me. Matthew chapter 22, we're going to read a few verses tonight. You follow along as I read. I'm going to read right from the Bible, so if you have a Bible or if you're near a Bible, you try to follow along, because just because I said it doesn't mean it's true, but if God says it, it is true. Notice what the Bible says, Matthew 22, verse number 1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables. That means a story that Jesus is telling people so that they can understand what He's trying to say. And said, verse number 2, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Verse number 4. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed. That just means he's going to have a lot of meat at the feast. Keep going. And all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Verse 5. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. That means they killed them. Verse 7. But when the king heard therefore, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Verse number 8. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in thither, not having a wedding garment? And he, that's the man he was talking to, was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, that means tie him up, and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Tonight, I want to look at the Bible in Matthew 22, and look at this, the great wedding. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love for us. And I thank you that we can open the Word of God. Now, Lord, I've already talked to you today. And I really think that there are some young people here that aren't sure that when they die, they would wake up in heaven. Father, would you help them to see tonight that Jesus is the only one that died for them, and that Jesus is the only one that can forgive them of their sin, and that they must trust only Jesus. I pray that you'd help me tonight Would you open our minds and would you remove the distractions? And I ask this, the only way I know how, through the name and through the blood of my Jesus. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I have two little girls that really like it when we talk about weddings. They love it. They love to hear about the pretty dresses, and they love to hear about the cake. Especially my really, really little girl, JJ, who's two. She loves cake. And they'll talk about weddings. They even pretend weddings. And by the way, I know in today's world, we hear an awful lot about who should marry who and what should happen and should people really get married. But I want to tell you something tonight. God made marriage. Marriage is not a bad thing. It's a really good thing. Now, can I tell you a story tonight? A long time ago, I met a lady. Her name was Miss Katie. I saw her, and I thought, I thought she was pretty. That's a good thing, right? I thought, she loves Jesus. You know what? I'm a preacher who's driving all over the country telling people about Jesus, and I'm not married. And I found her. And you know what she was doing when I met her? She was traveling all around the country, playing the piano, in churches, where preachers would tell people about Jesus. I thought, wow, this is great. She already does what I'm looking for. So I asked her. I said, Miss Katie, I kind of like you. Yeah, she kind of went. I said, Miss Katie, could I write you letters? Could maybe I text you or call you sometime? And you know what? She said yes. I couldn't believe it. Most people I had asked said, no way. Short, red-headed preacher who with eyebrows that don't match his hair, why? Well, Miss Katie said yes. And you know what? I chose to love Miss Katie. I loved her so much, I wanted to marry Miss Katie. But you know what? It took me a long time to convince Miss Katie to marry me. You know, it took over 2 years for me to convince Miss Katie to marry me. I loved her. I wanted to marry her. And finally, I asked Miss Katie to marry me. You know what she said? No, she said yes. I was so happy. I had already bought a ring. You know what? I had already bought our first trailer. We live in a trailer so we have wheels on our home, and we drive our home all over the United States. And our first little home, you know how big it was? It was only a third of the size of your cabin. It was 18 feet long and 8 feet wide. That's all it was. But you know what? When Miss Katie married me, I thought that little 18 foot by 8 foot home was a castle. I thought it was great. And you know what? Some people like to talk about weddings. Most of the time, the guys are like, they got cake? Yeah, they have cake. Okay, I'll come. Hey, listen, weddings are a good thing. But you know, when I started reading this story that we read in the Bible talks about another wedding. This wedding is just as real as the wedding of me and Miss Katie. This wedding started off a long time ago when Jesus died for you. You remember how I told you a minute ago about my story? That I chose to love Miss Katie? Guess what? God loved you. He loved each and every one of you. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter where your parents are. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. And another verse in the Bible says that God's not willing that any should perish. Remember, we heard about that last night. But that all should come to repentance. God loves everybody. It doesn't matter the color of their skin. It doesn't matter how they talk. It doesn't matter what they can or cannot do. God loves everybody. Do you remember how I told you that I wanted to marry Miss Katie? In the same way, the Bible tells us not only does God love you, but God wants you. He wants you so much, He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. And on top of all of that, you remember how I told you that I asked Miss Katie to marry me? It was kind of like an invitation, would you please? You know, God gives us an invitation too. He invites us to trust Him the only way to heaven. Last night we heard that if we don't have Jesus, we will perish. That's why Jesus says, I love you, I want you, and I invite you to trust me, Jesus, as your only way to heaven. In the verses we just read in Matthew 22, Jesus tells a story. He tells a story, and He's trying to teach people about heaven. He's trying to tell people how to get to heaven. And He talks about three different types of people that decide they don't want heaven. Wouldn't that be terrible? Now, I've never been to heaven. I've never seen heaven. I know there are people that say, hey, listen, I've been to heaven. No, you haven't. The Bible talks about heaven. And the Bible says that God lives in heaven. The Bible says there's a street of gold in heaven. The Bible says that there's no sickness, there's no pain in heaven. The Bible says in heaven, after the last judgment, the Bible says that God will wipe all our tears away. Heaven's a wonderful place. You don't even need light bulbs in heaven because Jesus is there and the Bible says He's the light. Heaven is a wonderful place. But young person, look up here. Not everybody's going to go to heaven. Now, Jesus wants everybody to go to heaven. He died for everybody. He loves everybody. And He gives everyone a free invitation to come into heaven. But He's trying to tell us a story in Matthew 22 of three kinds of people who say, no, I don't want heaven. The story God tells us here in Matthew 22 is about a great wedding. And there's a king. And the king, picture is God. The king says, I have a wedding for my son. I'm going to have a big feast. I'm going to have a big party. I don't know. The Bible doesn't talk about cake here, but I guess if cake's important at a wedding, it'd be there. And the king, he has everything that's needed. He has the feast. He just wants the people. He's already paid for the whole thing. He's already set up the whole thing. He already has servants waiting. But now he needs people to come to the wedding. Wouldn't that be a bad thing if people didn't come to the wedding? That would be terrible. What would you think if just the man who was getting married showed up at the wedding? That'd be awful. There wouldn't be no wedding. What would you think if just the lady showed up at the wedding? That'd be awful. What would you think if the man and lady showed up at the wedding and there were no people? I think, boy, they made a lot of enemies. Here's the point. God says there's a great wedding. And this wedding in heaven is for Jesus and His bride. Now, the bride, you know, all decked out in white in the weddings that we see, the bride in the Bible is actually the people that have already trusted Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? That means that I am part of the bride of Christ. Now, sometimes that's hard to understand, but let's just put it very simply. God loves you, and God wants you, and He gives you an invitation to heaven. And He loves you so much, He gave His Son Jesus, So now he says it's time for the wedding. We want the wedding, so let's invite all the people. Well, the servants go out and they start asking people, you want to come to the wedding? How about you? You want to come to the wedding? Come on. The wedding's paid for. The wedding has all the food you could ever want. Come on. Won't you come to the wedding? It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be the most beautiful wedding you've ever seen. And you know what people start telling the servants? Uh-uh. Nope. Not coming. Notice what the Bible says. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 22, notice what it says in verse number 3. And sent forth his servants, that's the king, he says, servants, go find people, in verse number 3, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Look up here. You know what they're telling the king? No. You know what they're telling the king? They're telling the king, I don't want you. You know, Jesus died for you. But there are an awful lot of people, including people in this room, who would say this to Jesus. Jesus, I don't want you. Do you know that if Jesus died for you and you say, Jesus, I don't want you, do you know that that's the same thing as what we heard last night? It's us choosing to perish. Jesus gave everything for you. Jesus says that he is the way to heaven. He is the only way to heaven. And these men here, they say, hey, listen, I don't want Jesus. Well, wait a minute. Jesus said he's the way. What else did he say? He says, I'm the truth. What else did he say? He says, I'm the life. You know, if somebody says, I don't want Jesus, you know what they have? They don't have life. In fact, in the same passage that Brother Troy read last night, it will say this, he that hath the Son hath life. You know who the Son of God is? Jesus. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Here's what the Bible says. Hey, there's a great wedding. All Jesus is the bride. This is in heaven. Everybody can come. You can be a part of the wedding. This is going to be wonderful. But people will say this. No, I don't want Jesus. And so they're saying this. I don't want life. Instead, I want death. Wouldn't that be awful? Hey, understand this. If you don't have Jesus, all you have to look forward to is death. That doesn't sound fun to me, does it? That sounds sad. That sounds scary. But these men in these verses, when Jesus is telling us a story about the kingdom of heaven and the king wanting everybody to come to the wedding and be a part of the wedding, the men say, no, I don't want that. And if you don't want Jesus, you can't have life. There's another man. Notice what happens here in verse number 5. But they, now the king has sent out more servants, and they've come to people, and these people, they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. That's an interesting way that the Bible says. It says that the king, he has this big castle. This is how I think of it. And wow, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. They're getting ready for the wedding. Okay, so there were some people that said, we don't want to come. We don't want to be a part of it. Well, they don't have life because they didn't want Jesus, so they have death. Now there's another group of people, and here's how they respond. They don't say, we don't want it. Here's what they say. They say in the verse, they say they made light of it. In other words, I don't care. So you have one people that say, I don't want Jesus. Now these people say, eh, I don't care about Jesus. Not a big deal. You know, there are an awful lot of people like that. People that say, oh, you know what? I have more important things to do. I want to do what I want to do. I don't need Jesus. I don't care about Jesus. I'm okay. In the story, when the servants come and they say, hey, you want to come to the wedding? You want to come to the wedding? You know what happens? This is what the people say. You mean that thing where two people get married? Yeah. You mean that thing where we have lots of food? Yeah. You mean that thing where we drink that colored Sprite? You know that thing where we have that cake that has too much icing and you walk around? Woo-hoo-hoo. That thing? Yeah. You want to come? You know what? I mean, it's a wedding. It's a wedding. We see weddings like that all the time. You know what? I've got more important things to do. I think I'm going to go and see my cows. Here's what I think. What? But there's a man here that says he's going to go see his farm. Maybe he's talking about crops in his field. Maybe he's talking about his livestock. But here's the point. He doesn't care about the wedding. It talks about another man. A man who goes to see his merchandise. In other words, he's more concerned about making money than he is about knowing that Jesus is his way to heaven. So you read about these people and I think, why would you do that? Jesus died for you. Jesus paid for your sin. Jesus is the groom and you're the bride. And oh, don't you know the king wants to invite you to the wedding? But there are an awful lot of people just like these men that we read about. And here's what they say. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, heaven. Yeah, hell. Yeah. You know what? There may be some of you. And maybe you're thinking, no big deal. I mean, Brother Troy last night talked about trusting Jesus and not perishing. And Brother Troy talked about how Jesus had died for us. And now you're talking about how Jesus loves us. Yeah. Hey, listen. Listen. These people, in the story that Jesus tells, they say, I got more important things to do. And they are no longer allowed to come to the wedding. Young person, listen. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. Jesus says, now is the day. Now is the time to trust Him. Jesus loves you that much. What would you think if I asked Miss Katie to marry me and she looked at the ring that I got her and had custom made for her and she looks at that ring made by a friend of mine and a missionary friend in Brazil and she looks at that and she says, yeah. What would you think if I told Miss Katie, wow, I love you so much. I have a beautiful home for you. Miss Katie, I've been working on our home for the last year, trying to get it more beautiful than just a bachelor pad. Miss Katie, I love you so much. Miss Katie, I wanna spend the rest of my life with you. And she looked at me and went, yeah. I would think, what's wrong? I would think, but I love you. You know what? Jesus did more than I did for Miss Katie. Jesus died on the cross. He died for you so you wouldn't have to die. Young person, Jesus loves you. The greatest truth in all the world is that Jesus loves you. Hey, look up here. Jesus loves you enough He died for you. Jesus loves you enough that He made a way for you to go to heaven. And when these guys look at the king's servants and they say, yeah, Here's what they're saying. That sounds like a joke. That sounds like it won't work. It sounds like if I trust Jesus, I don't know. I mean, would we really go to a wedding? Hey, look up here. Jesus isn't just life. He's truth. There are an awful lot of people who will tell you all kinds of different things about the Bible. But if the Bible doesn't say it, don't believe them. There are an awful lot of people who want to tell you there are other ways to heaven. There's other truths for heaven. But if it's not the Bible, it's not truth. And God says that He is truth and His Word, or the Bible, is truth. So get this. I'll let you answer out loud. Does Jesus lie?
No.
Would God tell a lie?
No.
So when God says, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life, did He really mean it?
Yeah.
So you know, when you understand that you're a sinner, you understand either you pay for your sin or you trust Jesus, who already paid for your sin on the cross, you must believe that He is truth for heaven. He's life. Without Him, you die. He's truth. If you don't believe Him, you die and spend forever in a real place called hell. I read about these two men, or these two types of people. The people that said, I don't want it. And the people that said, I don't care. But there's one more kind of people. Notice what the Bible will say in Matthew chapter 22. Notice what it says in verse number 9, because I love this. Verse number 9, go ye therefore, he's talking to his servants, the king to his servants, go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid them to the marriage. Here's what Jesus is saying. Find everybody you can. I don't care. I don't care what they look like. I don't care how they act. I love the good ones and the bad ones. Some people think they're good. The king says, I love the good and the bad. He says, I love everybody. You get everybody to come to the wedding. Everybody. Because the kingdom of heaven is for everyone that will just trust Jesus as the life, the truth. It goes on and it'll say this. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. In other words, it was packed. There were so many people that came to the wedding. Oh, it was wonderful. Okay, now the piano and the orchestra begin to play. You know, I don't even know what the wedding song is. So anyway, maybe the bride is getting ready to come in, but she hasn't come in yet. Maybe the man is standing at the front, and the king walks in. Oh, the king walks in. The king walks in. He probably has his beautiful signet ring on his finger. He probably has his robes and his crown. Woo! He looks amazing. And he walks in, and maybe he comes in from the back. And as he's walking in the back, he's looking at all the people on both sides that came to his son's wedding. And he's looking at all the people, and all of a sudden, whoa! How did you get in here? You're not even dressed for a wedding. I don't know. Maybe the man has on his work clothes. You know, when you come to a wedding, you realize this. When you go to a wedding, you're supposed to look nice. You know that, right? You don't wear shorts and a t-shirt. You might wear that at Walmart. Well, no, you wear your pajamas to Walmart. But you don't wear that to a wedding. And the king sees someone come to the wedding who's not dressed right. He sees someone come to the wedding that doesn't have on what the wedding guests are required to have. And the king says, take him out of here. He doesn't belong here. You know, there are an awful lot of people who try to get into the kingdom of heaven an awful lot of different ways. But Jesus says He's the only way. You know, there are people that will tell you, hey, listen, you want to get to heaven? All you got to do is be baptized. That's not what the Bible says. If you tried to get into heaven with baptism, you know what Jesus would say? You're not dressed right. That's a story we're given. If you have someone that says, hey, you know what? I'm going to heaven because I work really hard at being a good person. The king would say, get out of here. You don't belong here. You're not dressed right. Maybe you have someone that says, hey, listen, I give money when the offering plate comes by. I put money in the box in the church. You're not dressed right. Get out. What about the people that say, but I'm in church every Sunday? My parents take me to church. Young person, church will not allow you into heaven. You know, when God, the King, looks at you, the only thing that'll let you into heaven, you ready? Jesus. That's it. There's no other way. Remember what Jesus says? Jesus says, I am the way to heaven. You say, so what do I have to wear when I go to heaven or to get to go to heaven? You ready? Jesus. That's it. You say, how do I put Jesus on? How about this? The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So when God the King looks at you, does He see your sin, or does He see that Jesus forgave you of your sin? When we read about the wedding here, think about this. So who would go to the wedding? All the people that look nice, that are dressed right, that do good things. No. That's not the way to the wedding. That's not the way to the kingdom of heaven. It's only through Jesus. Well, what about the people that, you know, no big deal. I'll get around to it eventually. Maybe I'll ask Jesus to forgive me someday. Maybe I'll trust Jesus, but maybe not. You know, they talk about Jesus. Okay, whatever. Jesus says, no. It's not a whatever. He says He's the truth. He's not a joke. What about the people that say, no, I don't want Jesus? If you say, I don't want Jesus, I don't need Jesus, or I can get to heaven some other way, Jesus says, you will perish. But get this. Do you remember we were talking about the king? Do you remember how the king told his servants, hey, go, tell everybody. Tell everybody they can come to the wedding. Tell everybody they can. I want everybody to come. Get this. God wants everyone to come to heaven. But it's up to you if you'll choose to. It's up to you if you'll choose to trust Jesus. It's up to you if you just understand, I'm a sinner. I can't get to heaven by myself. I need Jesus. Hey, if you need Jesus, and we all do, then trust Jesus. Hey, listen. Jesus' blood and Jesus' forgiveness is good enough for the King. It should be good enough for you and me just to believe what He says. He's the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. Look up here, and I'm done. Young person, don't answer out loud. Do you know you're on your way to heaven? I'm not asking, do you go to church? I'm not asking, have you ever prayed a prayer? I'm asking, has Jesus forgiven you of your sin? It's not by you being good. It's by you just trusting Jesus and what He says in the Bible. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. Will you wake up in heaven? You know, I remember the very first time that I began thinking about death, I was 4 years old. I was 5 years old. My friend was four. Her name was Whitney. I would sit in about this seat right here in Sunday school, and she would sit here. She was 4, I was 5. We'd come to Sunday school and children's church every day. We used to listen to our Sunday school teacher and children's church teacher tell us the stories of the Bible. And you know, one Sunday I came to church, and Whitney wasn't there. And I thought, well, maybe she's on vacation. Maybe she's sick. I don't know. And I got home for lunch, and my parents told me that Whitney, on Saturday night, had died in her sleep. You say, oh, that's terrible. It was very sad. But there was one part that was really happy. When Whitney was 4, she understood she was a sinner. She understood that Jesus was the only way to heaven. He was truth about heaven. And he was life, and she didn't have to perish. And Whitney trusted Jesus as her only way to heaven. You know what? Right now, my friend Whitney is in heaven. One day, I'll get to see her. That'll be pretty special. But it's not because she was just a kid. It's because she understood Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. Young person, are you headed to heaven when you die?